And we're joined by Jehan Jones-Ragowski. She's the Acting Public Affairs Officer at United States Embassy and Consulate in South Africa. And we're talking about the benefit of taking African languages globally. Jehan, thank you for joining us and welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I think it's a very interesting topic indeed with regards to, let's start with the applications for the Fulbright Foreign Language Teaching Assistant Program. Could you give us more information there?
Sure. So this program is pretty exciting. It gives a chance for Americans to learn foreign languages from people who speak them, and it gives a chance for South Africans to come to the U.S. So you need to be a South African teacher who's been teaching for no more than 7 years. So we want people who are just starting out in their career. You could even be in school right now learning to be a teacher, and you're going to finish before the program starts. So this isn't a teacher who's established, who's been teaching for decades. This is a new teacher. They need to be a South African citizen. They need to be a fluent Zulu speaker. So if right now Zulu is the only South African language we're taking, but other languages could come in the future. And then they need to go to the U.S. So they'll go to the U.S. for 9 months. They'll live at a U.S. university. They'll teach Zulu. And then they will also be required to take 2 classes each semester. So they would take a U.S. studies class and then whatever they choose, whatever they want to study in the U.S. And so basically, the concept is that we learn from you, you learn from us. This would give the South African teacher a chance to live in the U.S. This should be a South African teacher who's already teaching either English or teaching American studies, or who will eventually teach that when they finish school. So they will go to the U.S., they will learn more about the U.S., they'll engage with students, and then we will get the chance to learn Zulu. I mean, I wish I was able to do this when I was in school, but they didn't have the language when I was there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And, I always talk about how America is so great at transporting their own culture. And we saw with Black Panther, I'm an isiXhosa speaker specifically, and we saw how it got popularized and how it was marketed. How important is language in transporting one's culture?
It is very important. I mean, you really can't dive into a culture if you don't understand the language, you don't speak it. You don't have to be fluent, but just learning aspects of someone's language helps you really understand the culture and where they come from. So I think it's very important, and it's why this program is so successful.
Can I ask, there's 2 questions that I have that came up from just listening to you. Why did you guys, why was isiZulu chosen specifically?
Well, universities of higher education in the U.S. Were asking for more languages from the African continent. So we already had a few from other countries like Hausa and Wolof and Yoruba. And so they've asked for more languages from South Africa. And Zulu was the first one that was selected because they wanted more diversity in our programs. People want to learn a language. You know, South Africa is the country of the highest destination for tourism. When Americans come to the continent, they come to South Africa. So there's always been a fascination with South Africa, and this was just the first language selected.
Yeah, I mean, I think the word I was looking for was obvious. And then in terms of the type of teacher, is there a reason or a difference, or can you take us to the differences through a new teacher and an old teacher? And why are you looking for younger teachers specifically?
Well, you don't have to be necessarily young in your age. You could be someone who, I guess, did something else for a while and now is a teacher. But we just want someone who is still learning and still putting together to practice, you know, what they're teaching. So I think it's just helpful sometimes when you pick someone. When you have an established teacher, they've already kind of had the world experiences. They've already learned. And they may be, you know, approaching their retirement and changing, you know, their focus in life. But if you pick a new teacher, someone who hasn't been teaching for over 7 years yet, you get this person where, you know, they will continue to enrich students for decades to come. You know, this is their profession. This is what they'll be doing for years. So we can invest in them together. They can invest in students in America, and we can invest in the teacher to bring back the knowledge to South Africans.
That's a very interesting discussion. If you've just joined us, we're with Jehan Jones-Ragowski talking about the benefits of taking African languages globally. Jehan, can you give us maybe some examples of countries which have taken on African languages, and how has it benefited them?
So I know just personally, I've only been here for 4 months, so I haven't actually learned any South African languages yet, but I do intend to. But I've lived in I lived in Ghana for several years, and I learned Tree, I learned a little Hausa. And I remember when I would speak to someone in a native language, they would just stop, like momentarily stunned. You know, people expect Americans to learn German or Spanish or French, but they don't expect us to already be able to speak some of their local languages. So I could greet, I could say, God bless you. I could ask questions. And that was always like people were just stunned that I would take the time to learn and that I knew it. And I'm sure I was pronouncing things wrong, but it was just, I tried. And that's what, you know, we want people to be able to do that and even more. We want people to learn the languages. We want them to learn about different countries. We want them to travel. And we want to, like, make this world a smaller place because we're, you know, we're all humans. We're all people. And this peer-to-peer kind of people-to-people connections is what helps us in the future. It helps us to bridge our countries, to bring our countries together, is learning language is the first step.
Yeah, and one of the quotes that I found, and it specifically relates to Nelson Mandela, and I think it's something relevant to our country. It was misquoted. The popular one is that if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his own language, that goes to his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard that before. That is so true.
What language would you choose specifically if you were a new learner? it's a tough one.
I can't pick a South African language. There's so many beautiful South African languages, so I'm put on the spot. And I'm in Cape Town, and so like there's a couple more than one language. Yeah. So I just wish I could know every single language. I wish I could just. I mean, that would be my super skill if I was a superhero. I don't want to fly. I don't want to have super strength. I want to be able to walk into a room and just automatically speak whatever language that person in front of me speaks. Like, you know, I think that would be awesome just to go anywhere in the world and just automatically speak their native language.
Yeah, and there's another variation, and this one is from circa 1992. It was a recordings between Nelson Mandela and Stenger. It goes, because when you speak a language, English, while many people understand you, including Afrikaners, but when you speak Afrikaans, you know you go straight to their hearts. I think it's pretty similar and dissected to a certain extent. But it's been fantastic talking to you, Gian, and I really hope that this fantastic initiative goes well, especially with what we're experiencing at the moment. Jihan is the acting public affairs officer at the United States Embassy and Consulate in South Africa. Before I let you go, Jihan, I'd just like to know if there's been any concerns, especially with the fourth wave in Europe that is increasing in numbers. Is there anything you'd like to highlight for our applicants for the Fulbright Foreign Language Teaching Assistant Program?
That's definitely a good point. I just say applications are being accepted until December 15th. So please go to the website to find out more information. And we do have a provision where we would like the qualified applicants must also be prepared to do this program virtually. They may be in the U.S., they may be teaching classes, going to classes, and then there may be a COVID-19 related situation where they have to stay in their dorms or stay in the housing area and take their classes virtually. So we need to have someone who is prepared to shift in case they will have to take their classes online. But we will help that person, you know, make that transition.
And for our listeners who've just joined in, could you please share those details again?
Sure. So we're talking about the Fulbright Foreign Language Teaching Assistant Program. This is a program where a South African who speaks Zulu will be able to go to the U.S. for 9 months. They will teach Zulu, and they will also take at least 2 classes where they will learn U.S. studies, another course up to them, and it's a way to bring native Zulu teachers to the U.S. and also a way to take people who are teaching English here in South Africa or Zulu or U.S. studies for them to actually have up close training in the U.S. to be able to absorb that culture in the U.S. and bring it back here, because we want South Africans to learn more about the U.S. and we want people in the U.S. to learn more about South Africa.
And those are the benefits of taking African languages globally with Jihan Jones-Radgowski, Acting Public Affairs Officer at United States Embassy and Consulate in South Africa. Jihan, thank you so much for your time. Please do be safe. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.